We have a wolf moon to begin the new year. What does that mean? This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, with the outlook on the week of January 4 to January 10, 2026. There are a lot of possible explanations and from a variety of viewpoints. For me, on a clear, early Saturday morning with the moon setting over a very cold Franklin, it was a sight to behold. If only solutions for the issues facing us were as clearly defined and agreed to. Frankly, there are too many questions unanswered, or even well-defined, to begin to see some agreements on approaching resolutions. So we take each day as it comes. On Tuesday, the Police Station Building Committee meets for the first time since August 2025. Who from the current town council makes up this group now? Two of the three prior council members are no longer on the council. The Board of Health meets at 5 on Wednesday. The town council is scheduled for 6 on the same day. A presentation on facilities is scheduled, as is the return of a possible change to the friendly 40B policy. Recall that the changes to this friendly 40B policy had been tabled by the prior council, sent to the Economic Development Subcommittee, which after their first meeting in October was canceled. The item was dropped from their rescheduled October agenda, likely due to the approaching election. Now, this council, the new council, gets it without a prior review of the Economic Development Subcommittee. Will there even be such a subcommittee for this council? From my view, the proposed changes only tackle one of the multiple issues with the existing policy. It only requires future projects to be ownership-based rather than rental-based. It neglects to address the other process issues with this policy around awareness, notifications, etc. So how will this council approach the potential change? The answer may come Wednesday. Some folks might be left howling no matter how council decides to address it. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page, the TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, with a look back on the week that was December 28, 2025 through January 3, 2026. With the new year here, some of last year's items may not be fully complete. For example, the final document with the history and decision of the Zoning Board of Appeals on the 444 East Central project has been completed, marked with the town clerk seal, and posted to the ZBA page. Link is in the show notes. Will this decision be appealed? Stay tuned. On the sports live streaming front, it was relatively quiet over the holidays with only one live stream event as we go to press. Franklin High School boys basketball on Friday, January 2nd versus Taunton. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page, the TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters.